And now let's return to the political cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the show. James Edwards and Bill Rowland hosting tonight's edition of the Political Cesspool radio program. Continuing on with our discussion with Dr. F. Roger Devlin about the adverse effects of radical feminism. Dr. Devlin, as you just heard before the break, we had a very good call from New York coming in from Craig. He's recently graduated college. He was making some observations, and I think in summation what the question was is, how has the dating scene changed in feminist America on college campuses and in other places?
It's almost the direct opposite of what you read in the conservative press. I see references to men preying upon college women. Now, I don't know how on earth you can do that. Women are the ones who have a bunch of women are the ones who decide, because they have fewer eggs than we have sperm. Essentially, it comes down to numbers. Men have a whole bunch of sperm that they're trying to get rid of, and women have just produce one egg a month, and so they are the ones who really can pick and choose. And so what happens when monogamy breaks down is that and women behave promiscuously, they're actually not mating. We call the word promiscuity may be a little misleading. Promiscuity would imply that you're mating with everyone, but women are not mating with everyone. They're mating with a small number of unusually attractive men. And when they're done with this and their youthful looks are gone, they'll look around for another sort of man who can take care of them. But by this time, most decent men don't want to marry them anyway. What the situation, the real situation in the single scene now is, from all my sources agree, you got women who are divorced or who have been sleeping around a great deal, who are finally trying to settle down with these guys who may be virgins in many cases, who are essentially it's the same men that they've been neglecting for years on end. And the men are starting to wake up to this and to get utterly disgusted with this kind of behavior. And a lot of men are actually either refusing to marry or date at all, or else going overseas to look for more marriageable women.
Bill, a penny for your thoughts.
Well, Dr. Devlin, it seems also that as feminism has advanced its agenda, that American women and European women in particular are not only seeking out what I guess we would call relatively attractive men, but more and more exotic men, that is, men more different from themselves. How did feminism affect this attitude in women, and how did it come about that feminism would push women away from their natural selection, let's say, to more unnatural selections?
Oh, I don't know. You have to be careful with the words natural and unnatural. One of the purposes of monogamy is to help women to overcome their worse natures. Women do want to mate with good-looking men. They're sometimes drawn to men because they seem exciting. They can actually sometimes be drawn to men who are criminals because that seems exciting. Gets their emotions worked up, because women are generally led by their emotions. I wouldn't call that unnatural, but it's what you might call a woman's worst nature. And a monogamous mating system encourages very strongly women to suppress their worst nature and to look for a man who's a good provider, because they do want that too. Women's desires are in conflict, just as men's are sometimes. A man may want to mate with as many women as possible. Part of a young man wants to do that, but another part of a young man wants to find what he calls a nice girl, with whom he can have an exclusive relationship. Because men do not marry for sex. Men marry for exclusive sex. And when men can no longer find exclusive sex because the women are sleeping around, A lot of men will say the heck with it. They won't want to marry at all.
Hold that thought. We'll wrap this up. We'll wrap up this part of the conversation before we move on to a discussion of the economy when the cesspool returns with Dr. F. Roger Devlin.
A Plain Truth by John Tate, a concise critique of contemporary American government for its refusal to acknowledge our true origins as a Western Christian nation. Plain Truth will inform and inspire readers who are eager to partake in the long and difficult process necessary to restore the American Republic. As citizens of this great republic, we can perform no more important task than realizing our duty to preserve our unique culture, heritage, and people despite a formidable foe within our own nation. Read Plain Truth and you'll discover the importance of identifying the cause, exploring the consequences, and discovering solutions to our unfortunate situation. The debate must shift toward a focus upon culture, history, and nationalism. Plain Truth by John Tate proves that racial diversity and Republican government are incompatible with one another. Plain Truth by John Tate is available through Amazon, Target, Borders, and Barnes & Noble bookstores.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
And now, let's return to the political cesspool.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool radio program. Don't forget to check out our official internet headquarters at thepoliticalcesspool.org. We'd love to hear from you. And thanks again to our guest who is still on the line with us, Dr. F. Roger Devlin, this evening. This evening, we've covered a lot of ground, vast and varied, from the presidential debate, or the so-called debate, I guess you should say, to the effects of radical feminism and the sexual revolution. We're going to be talking about the economy, refocusing on that in just a moment, but I want to bring this segment with Dr. Devlin, this excellent segment, I might add, to a close. Dr. Devlin, I want to talk about, in closing, two final questions very quickly. What's the word I'm looking for? I guess just to ask you point blank, how can we turn the tide here? Craig asked a very interesting question, or at least it was interesting to me because I'm only 28 years old, so I'm not that far removed from what were my college years.
Sure.
You accentuated the problem. You went into great detail there.
Yeah.
How does this get turned around?
I don't have a solution, but I know that the solutions that are what you see in a lot of the mainstream conservative press is just to try to punish men more I'm convinced that we have to focus on women. I have been following the modesty movement with some interest. I don't know if you ever heard of Wendy Shalit.
Yeah,
wrote
no,
a,
have you?
wrote a book called Return to Modesty, which I did a review of. You can find on the internet. That's a positive movement.
Well, modesty. Now, with this, perhaps that would tie into this question. This will be the last one for me, and then Bill, I'll give it to you for a final word with Dr. Devlin before we start talking about the economy.
Yeah.
Not quite as sexy as this conversation, but perhaps just as dire. Dr. Devlin, with regards to modesty, and perhaps, again, this ties in with what you're talking about, what happens without the understanding that marriage is an inherently irreversible covenant? I guess to be married to one person and to be faithful would be modest in a good way. But what happens with without the understanding that marriage is an irreversible covenant? What do we
have? People assume that divorce can solve their marital problems, they tend to take a very short-term view of things. What you find is men and women both are constantly jockeying for position, and nothing is ever settled in the relations between the sexes. The one of the points of marriage, see, people's feelings are constantly changing, and it's long been recognized that you cannot really base a family on simply on people's feelings. They have to make a binding commitment, or else it's just impossible to have any regular family life. Erotic attraction is an inadequate basis for family life.
All right, that being said, final caller on this topic, Mike from Kentucky. Mike, do you have a question for Dr. Devlin?
Yes.
I certainly think there's a lot of influences out there. The last caller that talked about the Jewish, I think, was trying to narrow it down too much, I think. And there was a book out by a guy named Sir Richard Boddy that talked about the influence of the CIA in getting Britain to say accept the European Union, and there's been other charges that the CIA has been doing social engineering type projects, and Gloria Steinem supposedly admitted to being involved.
Oh yes.
So
yes,
what else?
I have read about that.
Huh? You've read about that, but I was just wondering if you'd done more research in that direction to
no.
Smoking gun type, you know.
No, evidence. It's interesting what they've been behind. Supposedly they were behind the success of Jackson Pollock as a painter. You can read about that on Henry Mackow's website, which is has a lot of interesting
material.
Save
the Males.
Save the Males.
He's got a lot of good stuff. But I think the key to this, if they want to supplant any kind of moral system in favor of a governmental it's Orwell and Huxley both, in the key to their societies that they wrote about, was the death of the family, turning the children against the father. And we see all the entertainment depicting men as goofy, people to be made fun of or something in the sitcoms and everything. And it just it's painfully obvious, I think, for the last 40 years or more.
I don't watch enough television to be able to talk about that, but yes, it's something that isn't really new. It was actually a part of Marxist ideology even before the Russian Revolution, but it's something that radicals have emphasized much, much more in recent decades, attacking the father, attacking the authority of the father in the family, yes.
Well, thanks again for the call, Mike.
Right,
I always enjoyed time spent in Kentucky, which is your state. So thanks for calling in for Dr. Devlin. Bill, final word on this?
Well, Dr. Devlin, obviously the rise in feminism has had a corresponding effect on the masculinity of males. What effect do you think specifically has feminism had on reducing at least the perception of male masculinity among men, and what has changed there?
There are reports out recently that men's testosterone levels are actually going down. It's a frightening thought that we could actually be physically changed by the influence of an ideological movement like feminism. But I don't think that men have really always relied on the institution of marriage to cement their own authority within the family, and nothing can be done without nothing can be done really to allow men to be men without restoring the the inviolability of marriage, and in particular the woman's obligation to be faithful to her husband in good times and bad.
Well, is feminism actually a self-destructive process? Because obviously, as the men in the society lose power, there are going to be men who replace them that really don't give could care less about what women think. And ultimately, don't women become more brutalized by feminism?
Yes, the men who are most successful are actually the ones who are the least nice to women and are willing to be tough with them.
So this might account for the rise of Sharia law in Britain, for instance, that Britain's failure to assert its masculinity has allowed for the rise of a very, very masculine form of law and codes.
Yeah. Islamic law is almost a parody of masculinity. And it also benefits, I think, blacks to some extent. I wrote an article for American Renaissance how the breakdown of marriage leads to a system of mating which actually resembles what anthropologists can observe in West Africa.
No, is that a fact? Well, so...
Yeah, June issue of American Renaissance.
So
mention that most of my writings on this subject can be found in the Occidental Quarterly, which has a website, theoccidentalquarterly.org, I believe it is.
And a very good
I'm going to be... I've published... two articles with him, Sexual Utopia and Power and Rotating Polyandry, on the issue of feminism. And shortly I'll be publishing, for people who are interested in the Jewish issue, a long review of Alexander Solzhenitsyn's 200 Years Together about the history of the Jews in Russia.
Well, Dr. Devlin, I believe many of those links to which you just referred are available at our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org. We have in one of our blogs a post each week that recaps the works of our guests, and I believe you have an entry in there this evening. So if you didn't get a chance to write down the excellent websites to which Dr. Devlin just referred you, just go to ours, and they're linked there. I think we've already got that done. If I'm not mistaken, we've got a good web team and good producers. So check that out at thepoliticalcesspool.org for more research into the writing of Dr. F. Roger Devlin, who has been our guest for about a half hour longer than what you were originally booked for, Dr. Devlin.
Well, I've enjoyed it.
We appreciate you being with us. It's always fun. It's too much fun. We can't let you go, but I guess we have to. I know it's getting pretty late over there. So thanks again, sir, for being with us tonight. We look forward to another spirited discussion with you soon.
All right. Thank you very much, Jim. Bye-bye.
Have a good night. Well, Bill, I tell you, you know, that's good stuff right there, and you don't get that anywhere else. I mean, when's the last time you saw any of the other, of course not on this, I'm not referring to the other great programs on this network, but, you know, a real candid talk about feminism on network news. And this is something that our people have to suffer every day, and it's never talked about.
Well, the news media and the networks in particular conventionalize all of these movements. The news media, back during the Civil Rights Movement, the broadcast networks, NBC, ABC, and CBS, made the civil rights movement conventional in the sense of a political and social struggle and ignored the communist background of the civil rights movement, ignored completely the habits and sins of Dr. Martin Luther King, and I put the doctor in quotation marks there, and what he was doing behind the scenes of the civil rights movement, who was financing him and so forth. They completely ignored this and only put the glamorized version of the civil rights movement on the television screen. And the networks have done the same thing with feminism, with the so-called gay rights movement, with the Hispanic political struggle in this country against citizenship. And so everything that they do, they conventionalize it in the eyes of the American public to make it appear legitimate.
Bill, that being said, just sit tight. We got 10 seconds to break. We are going to shift gears when we come back and start talking about the economy. Lots to talk about there. And we got some really good stories that we want to bring to your attention. So stay tuned. Bill will finish up his thought. Then we're going to shift gears hard to the economy when the political cesspool rolls on tonight.
There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartavite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartavite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are you ready for the coming winter? Are you really ready for the diseases that have been cooked up for this year? Flu viruses, staph, even MRSA, or strep. Remember, flu vaccines are made from past year's viruses, not what's current and coming at you. Go to buyyoungliving.com, where you will find the top standardized therapeutic quality essential oils on the planet. Order and try out the Body and Environment Safe Thieves product line. The antimicrobial essential oil blend, household cleaner, foaming hand soap, spray, throat lozenges, and many more. Use pure therapeutic grade essential oils because they are safe and many are extremely effective at killing any bacteria, virus, or fungus, and they never become resistant to these oils. At buyyoungliving.com, you'll find out what it's really like to get your health back.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the show, and we're once again proving tonight that we talk to the people you should hear from about the issues that you should know about. And I think that was clearly shown in our last interview with Dr. Roger Devlin. Great commentary, great question and answer segment on an issue that you just don't see talked about on the other shows out there in so-called mainstream America. That being said, we got to shift gears here and talk about the economy. But before we do, I want to take one quick call from New Jersey. Edgar, you're on the line.
Yeah, thank you very much. You know, I really love your show. I think it's one of the best shows on the RBN network, and I'm glad that you guys have become a part of it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and you know, I have a question for Bill Rowland. You know, he had uttered one key word regarding his conversation with Dr. Devlin, and that is the conventionalization of all of these recent movements. And you know, and I've got to thinking, you know, has our culture, you know, our American culture becomes so artificial, you know, in terms of, you know, how these movements have had an effect on our society. In other words, we seem not to be living a natural American life, whatever that means. I mean, I know that purposely sounds abstract, but and now with the economy, in terms of issues that we have with the with the Federal Reserve and the kind of economic model that we're living under. That's another poisonous conventionalization. We really are living in a rigged society, aren't we?
We are living in a rigged society, and we have been living in a rigged society really since the advent of broadcast media. And, you know, it says in the Bible that Satan is the spirit of the air, and in a sense, that's what we're living under, is this spirit of the air, where all of our information is literally at our fingertips, and we have no time to ponder, you know, different ideas and different political stands and probe the backgrounds of some of the people who rule this country. And the fact is, we're overwhelmed with information, and being overwhelmed with information, the media has the advantage of picking and choosing what they want to emphasize in our culture. And by doing so, we see sort of the brightest light among a number of smaller lights. And some of the smaller lights may be more important, you know, in our lives. But we focus on these big bright lights that they shine in our eyes. And that's very true. That's the advantage they have over us.
Hey, Edgar, yeah. Thanks so much for the call and for the compliment. And thanks for being a listener.
Great. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Call back in anytime. We'd love to hear from you. Larry from Texas, you're on the Political Cesspool with James and Bill. I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to get to the economy before we run out of time tonight, but I do want to get to a few of these callers. Larry from Texas.
Okay, well, I call to stay on task, which is the economy, right?
Okay, yeah, go ahead and get us started then.
Okay, let's see. The economy's ruled by just a few people in the whole world, right?
That would be the bankers, yes.
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 Well, I think it's time to take the money away from the bankers and distribute it amongst the people and lock the bankers up, and we just see what happens from that point on.
Bill, does that sound like a good plan to you?
I think certainly that there are
actionable crimes. Just go walk. I hate to talk on top of you. We just need to walk into Switzerland and take the gold and distribute it amongst the people.
Certainly, I think there have been crimes committed with what's happened in the mortgage crisis and in the what's going on with the banks right now. And the problem is that no one is being singled out. None of these bankers are being singled out for being at fault. We're simply writing a check to this big banking conglomerate and saying, here, we're going to forgive all your debts and all your mistakes, when in fact, before any check is written to them or before any money is given to them, we should say who is responsible. We want we want testimony before Congress. We want testimony before the Senate. We want to find out we want to get to the root of this problem, and we want to bring some of you up and put you on trial for mismanagement, for failing in your fiduciary responsibilities as CEOs or as presidents or as trustees of these banks, for squandering money that does not belong to you. You know, in most cases, that's called embezzlement. If you take money and use it for inappropriate or wrongful purposes, that's embezzlement. It doesn't matter whether you spend it on yourself or something else.
Bill,
the fact is, they took our money and gambled it.
Gentlemen, we only have a couple of seconds left.
Okay,
Larry, I want to thank
you
for
the
call and thank you for the proposition of a solution there. Maybe easier said than done, but it's still something to dream about when I go to bed tonight. Thanks for tuning in from Texas, Larry. We hope to hear back from you. We're about to go to our next break, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Rowland and I, thanks to Larry. Now, finally on topic to the economy, not that the other issues we were talking about were of any lesser importance. Everything we talk about on this show is important. You know that. I know that. But we're going to stick with the economy all the way to midnight, about half hour away. So any calls on the economy are welcome. We're going to be talking to you about Washington Mutual. What have they done? What trouble have they gotten into? And Neil Cavuto, did you hear his comment? He could be a co-host of the Political Cesspool. We're going to tell you why when we return right after this. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us. Political Cesspool continues with James Edwards and Bill Rowland right after this.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Go to drinkjujube.com. That's drinkjujube.com. And find out what two dangers you really do face today and how drinking the juice of the jujube fruit protects you against both. The jujube fruit has been used in Chinese medicine for almost 4,000 years. At drinkjujube.com, find out why thousands of people, including football star John Elway, featured there in a CBS TV interview, are drinking every day the energizing juice of the powerful, concentrated, free radical-fighting nutritional drink of jujube, plus seven other highly acclaimed fruits and berries, 12 essential vitamins, and 68 minerals, all in highly absorbable, bio-ready, convenient one-ounce servings. In today's fast-paced, stressful, toxin-filled environments, you need the extra edge to stay that cut above. DrinkJujube.com.
And now, let's return to the Political Cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
Cesspool. If only our listeners were privy to the conversations we have during the commercial break, that's where the real magic happens. But, yeah, we have a contributor in Virginia who had a very interesting experience at a Doors concert, night before last? I don't know how many of the Doors are still alive, but he let it be known he was with the Political Cesspool radio program, and they didn't exactly roll out the red carpet, believe it or not. I don't know. It always works for me. But nevertheless, we'll give you that story next week. Bill, and it always does work for me. You know, we've had some very big musicians on this show. I don't know. Maybe we're just popular with the oldies, guys. I don't guess. The Doors are kind of old. I don't know. We'll make sense of it next week. We got to make sense of the economy right now if we can, and that's going to be hard enough with only a half hour left. Washington Mutual. I got to talk to you about Washington Mutual, Bill, and the stocks there. 16 cents per share. That's the current value of one share of a Washington Mutual stock. That's down 90% from earlier in the week, which was already at a horrible price of $1.69 per share. 2 years ago, the price was over $45 for a single share at Washington Mutual. So from $45 a share to 16 cents a share in only 2 years. Now, normally, I feel bad for the company and its employees and stockholders. but not this time. And I write about this on our blog at thepoliticalcesspool.org. If you want to watch the video and read along for yourself, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you there on our blog that I've been waiting to see Washington Mutual go out of business for several years, ever since I noticed their viciously anti-white TV commercials, which portray traditional bankers as a group of all-white, middle-aged, and elderly men who are stupid, venal, greedy, immoral, and mendacious cheats who like nothing better than ripping off non-white people. So, that being the case, it does warm my heart to see Washington Mutual go under. Now, as I mentioned, if you go to our blog at thepoliticalcesspool.org, you can see one of their anti-white ad campaigns. It's not the only one they ran. As I mentioned, Washington Mutual was heavily invested in the evil white bankers theme, and they ran a whole bunch of these ads portraying a cool black guy rescuing non-whites from the clutches of those evil white bankers. And again, you can watch one of these on our website. But, Bill, getting back to something that was mentioned very early on in the program, this was one thing that you never heard mentioned in the debate last night. You'll only hear it on shows such as this. Yes, that is one of the reasons why all of these banks are going under, why Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae are going under, is because the federal government mandated, and certainly these companies were all too happy, these banks were all too happy to go along with the idea that they would give out loans to blacks no matter what. And if they didn't, by God, they were going to be called racist, and they were going to be taken to town for that. So basically what you have here, Bill, they were mandated to give loans to minorities who couldn't afford to pay back the principal, and now we are all in a big world of hurt. Is that oversimplifying the matter? Bill Cavuto doesn't think so. What do you think?
The heroic bankers like Franklin Raines and the heroic brokers and heads of stock companies like Stan O'Neill certainly didn't rescue any investors or depositors. These are the people who are left with, you know, the problem. You know, the people who took out these mortgages, again, they were under pressure from the federal government and from various groups represented by Barack Obama, for one, to make bigger and bigger mortgage loans to minorities. That is to say, not only to give them, you know, provide a mortgage for a house they could afford, but to provide them mortgages for houses they couldn't afford, with this sort of wink and a nod that don't worry about it, you know, you'll be taken care of. And so, you know, out of this greed, now the mentality of this greed is, what that means is that the good mortgage holders will pay for the bad mortgage holders. The problem there is, of course, the number of bad mortgage holders soon overwhelmed the good mortgage holders in terms of the number of mortgages outstanding that were being paid. So, you know, groups like Washington Mutual, I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't need some of those old white bankers to take over the business now, because it's pretty obvious that the minority affirmative action hires didn't do much good and certainly didn't raise the value of the company and didn't raise the value of the bank. Biggest bank failure in U.S. history. And consider their mentality. This was their mentality. Was diversity. They celebrated diversity at all costs, and, oh, we're going to throw out the old white bankers. Well, now they're a worthless company. So,
well, and Neil Cavuto said it. He is the I was making mention of this earlier. He is the anchor of one of Fox's business shows, as you know, and he said loaning to minorities is I think, foolish or silly or stupid. I think he said stupid, and he said it on the air. And somehow he still has a job, which is good. Maybe we can begin talking about this a little bit, because and let's not fool anyone. Illegal aliens were getting these loans too, but
and that's the crazy. You know, the truth is breaking through the clouds. The truth is breaking through the clouds on many of these issues that beneath the surface are created by you know, this idea of equality and egalitarianism you know, diversity and being colorblind in every facet of life. And so now being colorblind is bankrupting this country. And the fact is that many of these loans were given on very, very, very bad, you know, with very bad credit. But the fear in many of these banks and financial institutions is that they would be sued or they would be investigated by the federal government if they didn't make these loans. And so many times the people, particularly the non-whites who were looking for mortgages and going to banks for mortgages were insisting on higher mortgage amounts, that they wanted more house than they could afford. And the banks, in many cases, were scared to turn them down. Now, I've known people who were in the housing industry at the time and were selling these houses and were warning people that were trying to take out these high-risk loans and these high-risk mortgages, that they were buying more house than they could afford. And they were saying, listen, you know, you need at least 20% or no more than 25% of your income should go towards your mortgage. But here you're up, almost half of your income is going towards your mortgage. You can't afford this house. Well, if I don't get this house, then I'm going to complain to somebody. And so in many cases, the mortgage companies were ramming through these mortgages, and now the bill has come due. And these people not only, they're being put out of their dream house. And where are they going to go? They're going to end up in an apartment. So they cheated themselves as well as cheating the banks. And the problem is that there was no oversight to stop these loans from taking place. There was no, intermediate process that would say, listen, you can't afford this house. You can't buy this house. And if you buy it, you're going to lose it. You're not going to be able to pay your mortgage. There was no discipline in making these loans. And that's the big problem here. And it was because of race. And the biggest part of the media is covering up. They're covering up everything they can about the racial factor and the mortgage failures.
And I'm sure that there's been some other programs on RBN that's probably mentioned it. But the only thing I can testify to, as a matter of fact, is that our program is talking about it now, as you would expect. And then, surprisingly enough, Neil Cavuto, and what he said, and I'm quoting here, loaning to minorities is a disaster, quote unquote, from Fox's Neil Cavuto. And of course, you know what happened there. You know, all of these liberal Jewish commentators like Keith Olbermann. You know, Keith Olbermann's now a political expert. Did you know that, Bill? You know, he used to be the ESPN guy, but now he's a political expert. And he said, in response to Neil Cavuto, who made a very common sense observation here, he said, wow, they usually hide their racism a little better at Fox. So, of course, to infuse a little truth with regards to sensitive racial issues makes one a racist. And Keith Olbermann standing up and letting it be known about Neil Cavuto's racism. But, the truth hurts sometimes, right?
Well, the fact is that everybody is now paying for equality in lending, and we're paying a heavy price for it. And this $700 billion can be, I think, should be billed to the reparations crowd who want, $1 trillion for reparations. Well, we'll just take this off the top and then figure some other figure later. Figure out how much they owe us now.
That's a good one, actually. That's not a bad idea. Well, speaking of the reparations crowd, not to go too far off the economy, well, I think, actually, we spent an hour and a half talking about the debate. We spent an hour talking with Roger Devlin, Dr. Devlin, about feminism. I think we pretty much pinpointed what's wrong with the economy in 5 minutes there, Bill. I don't think there's much more we can say about it. I mean, we set up the anticipation of our big commentary on the economy, but I think there's nothing more to be said.
Well,
there
is
actually.
These banks
have gone under because they made loans either because they had to or because they thought it was a good idea to promote this multicultural experiment by loaning to people that it just doesn't make sense to loan to. And that's why we're in this. That's probably the single most biggest reason we're in the financial crisis that we are.
Well,
else you can say. But it wasn't said at the debate.
The fact is that these loans have also been leveraged out to foreign banks and foreign investors, and they've been leveraged out multiple times. And so this money overseas is going to come back to haunt us now, because these, you know, there has to be some value change in the dollar based upon this enormous failure of our banking system. And that change is going to mean a loss of standard of living in this country, because, you know, eventually our money is going to become worthless overseas, and it's going to be traded off as quickly as possible for other currencies. And then there's nowhere for the dollar to go. It becomes, no one is going to want American money anymore. And the Russians already see the writing on the wall. They're pushing to have the oil no longer calculated in dollars, but in some other currency, maybe gold, maybe something else. The Chinese are getting anxious about the dollar, and so pretty soon our the very currency that we rely on is going to be like the peso or the you know, some other currency that will be valued in the billions, and then reduced in value and changing in value, and you never know from one day to the next whether you're going to pay, you know, $3 for a gallon of gas or $20 for a gallon of gas. And, you know, there will be wild fluctuations in the value of different products. And so that's what we're facing. And the solution of the federal government, as always, will be, well, we just need more tax dollars. We need to raise taxes. We need we need to build the poor, stupid middle class for our stupidity.
Well, there you have it, folks. The political cesspool has solved the financial crisis in 10 minutes. Don't loan to people who can't pay it back. And that includes white people who can't afford it. But I tell you what, Bill, banks were never had their arms twisted to loan to whites who couldn't afford it. But anyway, so that's why we're in the mess we're in. And, you know, and I haven't heard for any reform on giving loans to minorities that can't pay it back. You know, so, and I don't guess we are going to get that. But I got to get to one more thing, Bill. That's the problem with the economy. The way you fix it is stop loaning to people who can't afford it. And that includes minorities, horror of horrors. Yeah, but we'll see if that ever changes. I got to get to this, because we are getting a little short on time. We've already solved the economic crisis.
Well, so I will say this.
At least we identified where the problem began, you know, whether anybody else wants to do anything about it.
This mortgage crisis has been a windfall for slumlords. So, you know, the slumlords are living it up, because all of their old, renters are coming back now, you know, with their mattresses under their arms and on top of their cars. So, you know, the slumlords are delighted with this.
Well, I'm sure they are. And you know, that's one thing about Memphis. We got a lot of slums.
And a lot of slumlords.
Exactly. Anyway, one more thing I got to get to. This is a little bit off topic, but it's a good way to just bring the whole show to a close tonight. I have no idea. You know, I read earlier one of the most hateful commentaries I've ever read, and I've read some bad ones. You know, this was passed off as, you know, an actual, you know, objective column. They called Sarah Palin all sorts of stuff, white trash, uninformed, untraveled. They said she's pro-rape, anti-science, because she's a Christian, of course, she's anti-science, and on and on and on. You just can't even read it again, because it's just too much, and you probably wouldn't even believe that I'm reading it. I'm not making that up. That's how bad it was. But I've got to hear, Bill, perhaps the quote of the millennium. This quote is so dumb. Again, you're going to think I'm making this up. It came from a black congressman named Alcee Hastings. He used to be a federal judge, of course, until he was impeached and imprisoned for bribery. But he had this to say about Sarah Palin, much along the same lines as what the Memphis Flyer wrote about her this week in that article I shared with you earlier. This is what Congressman Hastings had to say about Sarah Palin this week in a panel discussion sponsored by a Jewish group. And I quote directly, quote, "If Sarah Palin isn't enough of a reason for you to get over whatever your problem is with Barack Obama, then you damn well had better pay attention. Anybody toting guns and stripping moose don't care too much about what they do with Jews and blacks. So you just think this through," end quote. Bill, do you have any idea what this congressman was talking about there? I mean, is he saying that because Sarah Palin hunts, that she wants to Holocaust the Jews and blacks? I mean, what is he saying? Or does he even know what he's saying?
That is so wildly illogical and ridiculous that I don't even know if you can make a commentary on it. But, you know, Alcee Hastings, after being – now, this is another, I think, example of the lack of judgment in some communities when it comes to selecting people who represent that particular constituency. But here, Alcee Hastings is convicted of bribery he was convicted of some sort of crime while being a judge and is sent to prison. Yet when he gets out of prison, he finds a nice, cozy congressional seat where he's quickly elected by a particular constituency.
Marion Barry, yeah.
Bill, so, you know, I don't know of any case where a white politician is elected to office after coming out of prison. I mean, you know, I've never known of a case of that, at least in Tennessee. And yet Alcee Hastings seems to find a constituency that applauds him and is willing to put him in office, and he makes these outrageous statements.
Yep,
I don't even know what it means.
Gotta go to break. We'll finish up and wrap up the show right after this.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
77 Sunset Strip. Hi there. The Political Cesspool listeners are well-informed and proactive. Have you heard much about the killer MRSA in your area? Here's some information I'll bet you didn't know much about. We've come across doctors who don't know. Visit 12diseases.com, where you'll find an ebook about how to protect your child from the 12 diseases your mother never told you about. Guard parent. Things like deadly MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, rampant in hospitals, schools, and clinics, or Chagas, known well south of the border, and many others we might have heard about, but think, we don't have to worry about that. This is not some encyclopedia or complex medical book. You'll learn quickly about 12 emerging or re-emerging diseases that have horrible consequences for the health and well-being of your children. It's written in a plain, easy-to-read format that anyone can understand. That's 12diseases.com.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in 5 countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part 1 of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part 2 for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, host of The Prophetic Watch. As a radio host, many products cross my desk every week. Few products are truly worth endorsing because they don't work or there is some kind of catch or gimmick. Dr. Miller's Life Change Tea does exactly what it says. It cleans your body of chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and the effect is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. I wouldn't put my name behind this product if it didn't work. Here's how you order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's area code 928-308-0408. Finally, a natural prior you won't be disappointed in. Getthetea.com.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, as we conclude tonight's program, you know, Bill, I just felt it incumbent upon me. This show is called the Political Cesspool, so I felt as though we should probably pump in a little bit of sewage here to end the show, and I could think of none better, nothing more vile and flagrantly offensive than Alcee Hastings' comment about Sarah Palin. And I'm not even, I don't dislike Palin. I'm not going to, I don't plan on voting for their ticket, but nevertheless, that was pretty absurd. But Bill, I'll tell you this, though. I think this is one of the best shows we've ever had. And, we've done 700, 800 shows over the course of the last 4 years, and this one was right up there. An endless parade of great calls, a couple of very good guests, and good content tonight and subject matter. Am I getting ahead of myself? It was a pretty good show, right?
Well, we certainly don't have shy and, shy and soft-spoken guests and callers. Most of our callers seem to express themselves in pretty outspoken terms. But, I do think that I am impressed. I really am impressed by the intelligence and the articulate way that our callers and guests express themselves. I mean, even the ones who don't agree with us really sound like they're pretty smart.
Well, we're
not as smart as the
smart
ones who do agree.
We like
with
talking
us.
With smart people about issues that, frankly, Bill, the Bread and Circus crowd couldn't get their brains wrapped around. And this isn't a show for the uninitiated, and we want everybody to tune in. And this certainly is a family program. But we talk about some things that you're not going to hear other places. We talk about it in a way that, you've got to have it. You got to take your vitamins every day. You need a dose of truth every day, and we try to give it to you for 3 hours a week at least here on the Cesspool. You can hear us every Saturday evening, 9 p.m. to midnight Central Time at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Please visit our website, ladies and gentlemen, and sign up for our newsletter. We have so many great features at thepoliticalcesspool.org. We want you to go take a look and learn more about this program, learn why we are so talked about, and listen to some of the great archives, some of the great interviews we've had over the last few years, interviews that have not, with many guests that have not yet appeared with us since we've come on to RBN. We want you to listen to them as we continue on here with RBN. My goodness, the best is still yet to come, Bill. I tell you, a lot of stuff happening. Could be a very big week for the Cesspool. And it's just an honor to be a servant in the cause here and be along for the ride and hang on to the coattails of our listeners because they're taking us far. Any final thoughts tonight before we run out of time?
We're just tuning up the audience for Eddie the Bombardier Miller.
Yeah, again, four hosts of this show. Myself, of course, and I'm on pretty much every show. Bill Rowland and Winston Smith, both co-hosts who are on a regular basis. And Eddie the Bombardier Miller, he's our fourth host, and he hasn't yet been able to make an appearance due to his work schedule on Saturday evenings. But he's been a regular host for some time now, 3 years, I think, on the show. RBN is not ready for Eddie.
Eddie's the tail gunner on the morgue wagon in Memphis, I think. He's a man to be reckoned with when he's on the air.
I guess RBN's ready, but no other network could handle the Bombardier but RBN, and that's why we're here. Well, we're flat out of time. Good night, everybody. God bless you. Live life the way we do without retreat, surrender, or apology. For Bill Rowland, I'm James Edwards. We'll see you next week.
Men, are you urinating more frequently?